You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
First Union and Etu have launched a court case against technology and transport giant Uber. The groups believe that the company has been refusing to take responsibility for their workers and are avoiding treating them as employees. Uber has been under mass criticism across the world lately, as a trove of leaked files have shown how the company's leaders were consistently making unethical decisions without regard for their workers. I spoke to First Union's Anita Rosentreter, first asking her to run down the reasons behind their court case.
Well, First Union and Etu, the two largest private sector unions in New Zealand, have taken a case to the employment court against Uber. And the case is basically that we're seeking what's called a declaration from the court that Uber drivers in New Zealand are actually employees, not independent contractors or customers of Uber, which is actually the argument that Uber makes in court itself.
What is the difference in the situation between being an independent contractor versus an employee?
So in New Zealand and a lot of countries around the world, what we call workers' rights are actually sometimes only accessed by people who are technically employed. And that means that if you're not employed, if you're something else, you might be a contractor, you might be a freelancer, you might be a consultant, you might be self-employed, there's all these different names for it because there's no actual definition for what that something else is. But if you're not an employee and you're one of those things instead, you can be paid less than the minimum wage. You don't have any right to guaranteed hours. So you don't necessarily know what you're going to be working from week to week, depending on the circumstances. You don't have any right to take any action if you're unfairly dismissed. And in the case of Uber drivers, this is a big issue because Uber calls it deactivation, right? If someone makes a complaint, they simply deactivate the driver. They don't get the driver's side of the story. They just automatically do that. And so there's a lot of instances out there of drivers being deactivated when they in fact have been, the victims of an assault or something like that. And then the customer has made a false accusation to Uber because they themselves have been the ones to be doing something wrong. So things like that, they don't get holiday pay, sick leave, bereavement leave, parental leave. They don't get KiwiSaver contributions, and of course they have absolutely no right to unionise or collectively bargain, and that's one of the biggest issues of all, because all of the other things are what you call minimum standards, and they're there to kind of ensure that workers have like a baseline of conditions so that we can't just kind of treat people like slaves. But having the ability to unionise means that not only do you get those things, minimum standards, but you can actually build up your terms and conditions. So you can go for more. You can try and increase your wages over time. You can try and improve your lot. And you can, of course, work collectively with your workmates to resolve issues in the workplace and that kind of thing. So all the issues that Uber drivers have right now, there's really nowhere for them to go. There's just it's a brick wall when they contact Uber. They're not treated like workers or employees. That extends to health and safety as well. So if drivers are put in an unsafe situation, there's an incident, there's an accident, there's an assault, whatever it might be, Uber has completely washed their hands of those things before they even happen. You know, they don't want to hear about them. As far as they're concerned, it's nothing to do with them. And actually, a lot of drivers are put in unsafe situations quite regularly because they're out there mingling with the public, sometimes dealing with people who are under the influence of drugs or alcohol, late at night in the city, leaving clubs. These kinds of things happen, and Uber knows they happen, and they do nothing about it.
Is giving independent contractors / freelancers, should giving them the same rights as employees, is that part of a bigger issue, do you think?
Well, not really, because in most cases, if you look at a worker who is who has been labelled a contractor, and let's be clear, most of the time, the labelling is done by the employer, right? It's not by the worker. The worker doesn't determine that they themselves are going into business. and, you know, they're building up a business, whatever. What happens is that the employer says, I'll engage you, but only as a contractor, not as an employee. Or they just give them contract and that person doesn't know any better. They just sign it, right? They don't know what they're signing. They're accepting a job as far as they're concerned. And so that's what we call misclassification or mislabeling of workers. And it happens all the time. It's rife across so many industries in New Zealand. You know, the construction industry is largely made up of misclassified workers. These people are missing out on their minimum entitlements and their right to unionise. And the solution isn't to say, okay, that's an acceptable practice, but let's give these people these minimum standards. The solution is actually to say, this is a problem and it needs to stop. These workers are actually employees. If they're not genuinely in business on their own accord, you know, they're not building their own business, they don't have a clientele, they don't have their own brand, all that kind of thing, then these people should by default be employees and they should have all of the rights and entitlements that employees in New Zealand have.
So what changes do you think need to be made in the future for Uber drivers to be working fairly?
Well, first of all, we've got 3 months before the chief judge in this particular case will make her decision about whether the drivers in this case are employees. So we've got to wait for that, and then she'll also kind of make a suggestion around exactly how wide the application should go. So we don't know at this point exactly what effect it might have on other Uber drivers, but I think it's fair to say that if we win, it's a very easy argument to make that every single other Uber driver in New Zealand is therefore also an employee, because the way the Uber system works is it's totally indiscriminate, right? It's an app. There's a bunch of algorithms that determine how people work. It doesn't know the difference between, you know, Bill and Bob. So it's pretty easy to argue that all of those workers are in the same situation and should all be employees. But wider than that, the government is currently undertaking a bunch of work on this very issue under a program called Better Protections for Contractors. And through that, there's been a working group who's worked really hard to put together a bunch of recommendations, you know, based on evidence from talking to a lot of different workers and industry stakeholders across the country. And those recommendations are things around strengthening the legal definition of what an employee is to make it very clear, like, that there's this contradistinction between employee and whatever else, contractor or whatever else. I think that's really important to do. There's a bunch of other changes that they're looking at that would improve the enforcement of our laws and also the processes through which workers can win justice. So if they have been misclassified, what they can do about it, removing barriers, removing financial barriers, giving the Labour Inspectorate greater powers to go in and ensure that workers are correctly classified rather than forcing workers to go through, you know, the court system, which this case, the Uber case, you know, it's 2 years in the making. It's pro bono, like it's not something that every worker out there can have access to. And that kind of acts as a barrier, a financial barrier to workers getting justice because they don't have money to undertake that kind of litigation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.